Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, and Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world. One of my personal heroes in that battle space, and greatly accomplished a warrior, as a matter of fact, throughout the war for the free world, at least its recent past, is our first guest. He is Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired United States Army. He is truly one of the country's leading authorities on matters involving special operations, because he has lived it and been one of the top special operators for many years. Also former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, and now the Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council. General Boykin, welcome. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
It's really good to be with you, Frank.
We have something most immediately to talk about, and then there are a couple of other things that I'd like to cover with you if we can, and that is the attack that we experienced yesterday in Boston. It's obviously too early to say who was responsible for this attack, but I wonder if you'd agree with me that whether it is an act of terrorism for a purpose, like jihad, or an act of terrorism simply for the mass murder of Americans, it constitutes terrorism and should be treated as a wake-up call to our country.
No question about it, Frank. I think that, first of all, I think this incident was not very sophisticated and probably was not as successful as the perpetrators intended it to be, given particularly that you had white smoke there, and which is normally indicative of a low-grade explosive. So it was not particularly sophisticated. But let me say to your audience, I don't believe that this was sponsored by the Tea Party, which seems to be, the direction that people like Michael Moore and Chris Matthews want to go with this. I think that they'll eventually find that it was tied back to some group that is inspired by probably the same ideology of Al-Qaeda. We don't know that yet, but I certainly don't think that it was what they're trying to portray it, but it does, it is a reminder of the seriousness of terrorism on our own soil, and right now, as I see it, the lack of action and response by the administration.
That's really the crux of the matter, in a way. We have certainly become complacent, and my sense of it is, in part, that's a complacency that has been encouraged by the Obama administration, most especially with the president's campaigning on the line that Al-Qaeda is on the path to defeat. And, of course, with bin Laden out of the picture, it has lost, among others, much of its leadership. General Boykin, you've said something that really strikes a note with me, and that is that we are looking at the possibility of more jihadist attacks like this, perhaps much more sophisticated, much more deadly than this. To what extent is it imperative, in your judgment, that the country ramp up its game, if you will, its war footing to contend with these sorts of actual threats from Al-Qaeda and other jihadists, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and the like?
Well, my view, Frank, is that, first of all, Al-Qaeda has actually grown. It has not shrunk. It hasn't subsided. The death of bin Laden was a short-term victory, and it has actually grown as other Islamic groups that are inspired by the same theology are now franchising with Al-Qaeda. So it has grown. The threat on our own soil, as well as to U.S. interests around the world, is, I would say, more substantial than it was on 9/11. And the reality is that we can no longer expect it to be business as usual here in the United States based on the assumptions, which is supported by the rhetoric of the administration, that we're safe here at home. We're not safe here at home. And I think that you know from the research you've done at the Center for Security Policy, and you are really the leading expert. Your organization is really, I think, the leading experts on this. You know that we have thwarted probably 50 attempts of varying degrees of additional terrorist attacks in America that have been discovered, have stopped, or in some cases have actually been perpetrated, like in the shooting at Fort Hood. So we still have an existential threat of terrorism out there.
And one of the things that contributes to this, Jerry, thank you very much for your compliments to our work, which you have contributed to mightily, not least as your co-chairmanship of the Team B2 that put together Sharia, the threat to America, that ideology you've been talking about, is the extent to which we have, as we'll be discussing shortly with Andy McCarthy, been willfully blind or blinded to some extent by the sort of civilization jihadists of the Muslim Brotherhood to some of these threats, and perhaps as a result made more vulnerable to them. Let me switch gears, if I may, because we're almost out of time, amazingly. General Jerry Boykin is our guest, currently the Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council, formerly a Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, among many other extraordinary posts in his military career. You were one of the leaders of an effort last week to inspire a renewed effort to get to the bottom of what happened when these Sharia-adherent jihadists struck us someplace else, namely in Benghazi, Libya, on September 11th of last year. Tell us what you and your comrades in the Special Operations veterans community are seeking, Jerry Boykin.
Yeah, Frank, an organization called Special Operations Speaks, which represents quite a number of retired and former special operations types who spent most of their careers preparing for and executing operations to rescue Americans that were either held hostage or under siege. We are simply asking for accountability on Benghazi. We are asking that the Congress bring together a bipartisan special committee with subpoena power to bring in the right people and ask the right questions. We even suggested the questions that should be asked, because as far as we're concerned, America has, this was a monumental failure, and it was a breach of a longstanding ethos and American value that says we'll never leave a fallen comrade, and we want accountability. And so 700 plus former and retired special operations people signed this letter asking the members of the House of Representatives to pull this committee together. We want to know what happened, because it is important to the future of every soldier, sailor, airman, marine, or diplomat that's sent in harm's way.
I hope, in addition to getting to the bottom of that very, very troubling story, you will also see to it that the select committee, if there is one created, will look into how we got into this fix in the first place. And I think in a way this goes back to what we were talking about earlier, General Boykin, the embrace of Islamists is a bad bit of business, whether it's over there or here. General, may I take advantage of your expertise as a longtime intelligence professional to help decipher one other story? Last week we had the Defense Intelligence Agency cited as having concluded that the North Koreans have, according to the Defense Intelligence Agency, with modest confidence, they say, a nuclear capability for their missiles. We've learned today that the U.S. actually obtained the front end of one of their recent missile launches, which apparently informed that. This issue, or the story, or the conclusion was beaten down by others in the intelligence community. What's your take on all of this?
Well, this is, I see the DIA backpedaling now after that revelation the other day. But look, without going into classified areas, we have very sophisticated means of tracking their tests and knowing basically what their capabilities are. So I think that there is more to this story that eventually will come out. But you can see how quickly they're backpedaling on this. I think the North Koreans have a marginal capability with limited accuracy, but I think they have a marginal capability right now.
Yeah, and certainly are working to get it to a better and higher degree of capability. And you don't need to be terribly accurate if what you're interested in doing is an electromagnetic pulse attack, as you know, General Boykin.
That's
and that
exactly
seems to be
right.
Something they're very seriously pursuing. As you said earlier, General, an existential peril to this country. General Jerry Boykin of the Family Research Council, thank you for your past, present, and continuing service to our country. We are deeply grateful to you for it. Look forward
thank
to visiting
you.
With you again very soon. Adam Credo is up next with a view from the Washington Free Beacon. Straight ahead.
We want to know what you think. Leave your comments at 1-800-332-7131.